We're hanging out near the first base dugout. B-52's rocking in the background as we welcome you back inside the Biloxi Shuckers pregame show. As always on Fridays, I'm Javik Blake. We're joined by Shuckers manager Fidel Pena. Fidel, appreciate the time. Man, it's been a wild couple days.
As always, my pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me. And yes, it has, you know. Doubleheader first day. You know, first time that we're going to be playing seven games in a week. So definitely an interesting week.
What's it like managing guys, obviously, late in the season, been playing a lot of baseball, and then second to last week of the season, you're playing seven games in 6 days?
I mean, definitely, you know, you have to take advantage of the, like, of their downtime, make sure that they, you know, keep their energy for the game, you know, manage your workload and stuff like that, and just always play around with the, you know, with the DH, the guys that are playing every single day. Like, you got to find them at DH here and there, you know, just to make sure that you keep them fresh. So that's definitely helped us, you know, in the last few weeks.
How about the fight from this team, too? Game two on Tuesday, five unanswered runs in the late innings to win it. Yesterday, got up 2-0. Rocket City responded right back. One hit the rest of the way, but the one hit, a big one from Adam Hall, and some great defense in a 3-2 win.
Definitely a big team win last night. Like you said, you know, like, we didn't hit a ton. We pitched well. Hunt was battling all night, but he managed to keep us in the game. And then, like you said, a few big hits and some clutch plays, you know, like whenever they loaded the bases in the eighth inning, and then we got the 3-2 force out of the play, and then Murray made that play. I was like, oof, it's going to be a good one. We're definitely going to win this game. So that definitely got the dugout going, you know. The guys were really pumped after that play, and, you know, it's just good to see, like, guys putting everything together, defense, pitching, and, you know, situational hitting.
How much does that make you happy? We're late in the season again, coming down to the wire in the playoff hunt, but all those things are coming together, whether it's the good defense, the situational hitting. We saw a good sacrifice bunt last night from Ethan Murray as well that set up the go-ahead run.
Definitely good to see. You know, like, this is a time that, you know, the little things get magnified, you know, so whenever you execute them, you're going to find yourself, you know, in a good spot to win games. So it's just good to see the guys, you know, doing their thing and you know, finishing strong, you know, this last few weeks of the season.
Brock Wilkins finishing strong as well. Three hits this week. All of them have gone for extra bases, including two homers. He's just three away from 20 homers in Double-A in his first full professional season. Have you seen Brock grow this year, not only in the field? I know you've worked a lot with him on defense, but also at the plate as a hitter.
He continues to, you know, to make adjustments and continues to be consistent with his routine, and he's just seen some of the results and flashing some of the good stuff that he can do. Obviously, you know, he needs to continue to find some consistency with that, and then hopefully, you know, he's going to continue to be the player that we think he can be.
We talked about this last week, about the horses you have out in that bullpen, and the big three that all showed up last night in Justin Yeager, Blake Holub, and Harold Chirino. How impactful is it to be able to go to them on a regular basis? And we saw last night in a big way, Holub goes two, Chirino goes two, Yeager comes in and closes it out, 1-2-3, makes it look easy.
I mean, definitely good to have those guys out, like, back there, and know that they're going to come in and execute their pitches and, you know, just give you a competitive outing. Definitely good to have him there. You know, like, that veteran presence in the bullpen, like, has been huge for us in the last 2-3 months. So, you know, just happy to see them be successful there.
How much have you also enjoyed guys' willingness and ability to go multiple innings out of that bullpen? Because it is a pitching staff that we've seen guys work multiple different roles. Russell Smith made a start for the first time this year, this week. And you have Nick Merkel, who's been thrust into the rotation for really the first time since he was in rookie ball in this organization.
I mean, definitely good to have that versatility there. Guys that are willing, you know, to do whatever the team needs to, you know, to help us win and just contribute, you know, to wins in general. It's just definitely, like, nice to have those guys back there and just know that you can trust them, that they're going to come out there and do their thing and give you their all.
Big announcement this week coming out of the Dominican Republic. You were named to the Lise Steff for Lead Home this upcoming offseason. The coordinator of the Parallel League team out in the Dominican Republic, Lise, basically the Yankees of Latin American baseball with how much they've won throughout their history. How exciting is it to not only be named to that, but to get to work and coach with a team in your home country this offseason?
Definitely a great opportunity for me. You know, I've been coaching in Winter Ball like in the past few years, but like I was doing it in Colombia, so definitely, you know, the Dominican is a bigger, like a bigger scenario, and you can showcase, you know, like to a lot more people and stuff like that. So definitely thankful for the opportunity there. Really looking forward to, you know, soaking in all the, you know, all the experience and just make sure that I keep getting better and that, you know, that I make players better and then that I keep learning from the, you know, from the older coaches and older players that we have in the Dominican there.
How much are you looking forward to a packed Estadio Quisqueya in the offseason out in Santo Domingo?
Well, my only Estadio Quisqueya, like, packed house was whenever we played the Caribbean Series in 2022. I was with the team Colombia, and we actually beat the Dominican twice in packed houses. So, you know, the adrenaline hits different, you know. So looking forward to doing that again, you know, and just really, you know, have a successful season there.
Fidel, appreciate the time. Thanks so much.
Thank you. My pleasure.
This has been an A's pregame interview. Shockers and the Trash Pandas coming up next.